Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what kind of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest One. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had a relationship with a man?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest One will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest place, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God in the highest! And peace on earth! Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God in the highest! And peace on earth! Goodwill! Goodwill! Goodwill!
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. They came in a hurry and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light of revelation to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and the one who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. He has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Surely, I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.